Happy Monday to you, and welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Now, we've been taking questions from listeners just like you for quite a while, but we've noticed a certain kind of question that comes up quite often. And so over the next few days, we're going to be answering frequently asked questions. So, some of the questions we're going to answer today are, how can I go to heaven when I die? What does it mean to believe? And what kind of salvation does Jesus promise? Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar are going to lead off in this discussion. Let's go right to them. This is Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, my name is Bob Wilkin.
And we are going to do some frequently asked questions. This is a new series that we're going to start, frequently asked
questions. So this is a little different than our normal questions.
So yeah, these are the questions that we get asked, I mean, just every single week.
You know? So we hear these so much, and we thought having a series on this will kind of help clear the air on a bunch of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a resource where we can say, hey, go listen to our frequently asked questions.
Okay, here. Good.
Well, the first one is, how can I go to heaven when I die? That's a pretty frequent question. How can I go to heaven when I die? And the answer is water baptism and special underwear.
No.
And you got to avoid eating red meat on Fridays. And you definitely need a few saints in your corner praying for you.
No. No. And candles, burning candles.
You got to get the good candles, though, made from beeswax, you know, like natural.
Okay.
No, all those are wrong.
Incense? No.
Yeah.
No. All that's wrong.
All that's wrong.
And also going to church, reading your Bible,
being
praying,
good, giving
being
to the
good,
poor.
Giving to the poor. Giving your money, giving a tithe, whatever. The truth is, it is fine for a person to do good works, and we should. But there's really only one way to go to heaven when we die, and that is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Acts 16:30, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16:31, Paul says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. The Lord Jesus said that he who believes in me has everlasting life, John 6:47. It's really that simple. The only way to get to heaven when we die is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I should mention that that's not the eternal destiny of the believer. We have talked about this on other podcasts. The truth is, our eternal destiny is not the third heaven, but our eternal destiny is the new earth. Read Revelation 21 and 22. But when the believer dies, he does go to the third heaven to
right.
await the return of Christ when we'll come back with him.
Right. So the one way is to believe in Jesus for the salvation that he promises, everlasting
life.
That's
right.
There's nothing else that is required. Although if you want to live for Christ, well, that's a different question. That's where the good works comes in.
Right. And if you think that somehow faith in Christ is not enough, then you need to pray about it and read the scriptures, especially the Gospel of John, and say, Lord, show me. Is this all it takes? Because the truth is, people can't get to heaven by their works. And if they think that at least part of the condition is their own works, then they have not yet believed in Jesus for the salvation he promises.
Right. Yeah. All right. Next frequently asked question is, well, what does it mean to believe? We emphasize belief so much, it's the only condition to be saved. But what does it mean to believe? Obviously, to believe means to do all kinds of obedience and works. And to believe means to work really, really, really hard for your salvation. It's amazing how many people think that, right?
It is amazing. If I said in, let's say, a history class, how many of you students believe that George Washington was the first president of the United States? We wouldn't have a single student say, I don't know, what does it mean to believe?
Yeah.
If we said, you know, in a science class, do you believe there's such a thing called gravity? Nobody in class would go, what do you mean by believe? Do you believe in electricity? What do you mean by believe? Nobody's going to ask that. The only reason, Sean, in my estimation, people ask what it means to believe in terms of believing in Christ is because they do not yet believe, they are not yet convinced, they are not yet persuaded that the one who simply believes in Jesus has everlasting life. They think there must be some sort of commitment involved.
Yeah.
Some sort of obedience must be at least promised but actualized, right? A lot of people say, if you truly believe, you will obey,
mm-hmm.
and you will persevere in obedience.
Right.
So I call it COP, C-O-P. You've uh-huh. got to be committed, obedient, and persevering. And that's a lot of people's view of what saving faith is, the faith that results in salvation.
Well, I mean, I kind of sympathize because how do I know that Canada is north of the United States? I have to persevere, and I have to commit to that, and I have to, what's the other one?
I suppose if you're walking.
And I had a really intense emotional experience about it, so I know I truly believe that.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I think what has happened is maybe that there are some churches that are just open about saying, listen, you need good works to be saved. Faith isn't enough. You just need good works. They're just open about preaching work salvation. But then there are other churches that kind of know that that's wrong. They kind of know they're supposed to say, oh, no, we're justified by faith apart from works. But then they kind of wink and go, but we really know that, you know, you don't really believe unless you do good works.
Right.
Some people call that backloading the gospel. Some people call that redefining faith to include good works. You got to watch out. A lot of churches do that. They'll say, no, we don't believe in work salvation, but, you know, you don't really believe unless you change your behavior in all these different ways.
To give you an idea, we had a young man coming to our church. It's a small Plymouth Brethren church. He asked, okay, so what do I need to do to know for sure that I'm going to heaven? What do I need to do to be saved? Our response to him was, it's really simple. You just need to be convinced, persuaded, that is, you need to believe that Jesus guarantees you everlasting life. Mm-hmm. He's taking care of your sin problem mm-hmm. by dying on the cross. So the issue is not your works, because Jesus has already died for all of your sins, past, present, and future. He's already removed sin as a barrier. Mm-hmm. So all you need in order to gain everlasting life is to believe in Jesus for that life. And we said, it's simply a matter of accepting reality. In other words, Jesus says, he who believes in me has everlasting life. Is that true or not? The day you're convinced that's true is the day you'll know you have everlasting life. It took him, I'm not sure, a few weeks or months, but he prayed about it and kept studying, and then he said, okay, I've got it.
Yeah.
It's simple.
I'm
a believer. I'm born again.
Yeah. You're either persuaded.
I have everlasting life.
Or you're not. And that might come with certain feelings, or it might not. You know, and that might come with a behavior change, or it might not. But that behavior change and those feelings are not what faith is. Faith is being persuaded that something is true.
One of the things I pointed out to this young man was, Jesus doesn't invite people to believe, per se. He just makes declarative statements.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
He who believes in me has everlasting life. He's just stating the truth.
Like Jesus was never, sometimes you see evangelists do this, they're like on their knees and they're weeping and they're like, please believe in Jesus, you know, and they're making a very big emotional
right.
kind of appeal. But Jesus never, at one time that we have in the Gospels, he simply kind of asks the question of Martha, I'm the resurrection of life. And he says, do you believe this?
Right.
It's so soft. But it's not at all like what you see contemporary evangelists are like. He just states the truth, and then the person either believes it or not.
Right. And so that's really what we're calling people to, is to say, this is the reality. Pray about it.
Yeah.
Read the Gospel of John and see, is this true? And once you're convinced, well, then you will know you have everlasting life.
Right. And I know there are people listening now, you're not sure that you have everlasting life, and you've been confused about faith. You're not sure that you're persuaded. Maybe you don't quite understand what the promise of eternal life is. Well, then we would recommend just read the Gospel of John. Keep on reading it. That's what that gospel was written for, to convince unbelievers to believe that Jesus is the Christ and so you can have life in his name.
Right.
Next frequently asked question, what kind of salvation does Jesus promise?
Well, that's a good one.
That's another big one, because what do you think, Bob, most churches teach about this?
Well, most churches teach that Jesus gives some sort of undefined salvation. By undefined, I mean it has something to do with the life to come, but it's not really explained that this is an irrevocable salvation.
What do you mean by irrevocable?
Okay, can't be taken away. So in other words, Baptists sometimes call this once saved, always saved. Many churches do not make that clear. They don't say, look, if you believe in Jesus, then you're saved now and forever. Or you have everlasting life that can never be lost.
Right.
And so for many churches, the salvation that they're talking about is you're saved for now.
Yeah.
I remember seeing some communication between a pastor friend of mine and one of his former seminary professors. And the pastor friend was basically saying, when he evangelizes someone, he tells them that if they believe in Jesus, that they're saved.
Mm-hmm.
And the seminary professor, his former professor, said, you're saying, telling a person that he's saved for today. What we need to tell them is they're saved forever.
Right.
They oftentimes, pastors and churches and individuals are telling people, believe in Jesus as your Savior. Well, what does that mean? Does he give me temporary salvation? Does he give me probation? There was an article in Dallas Seminary's journal BibSac written back in the 40s, I think, that said, God doesn't give probation. Mm-hmm. He gives final salvation. The moment we believe,
right,
we are saved once and for all.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people even think of it in terms of, he gives me a chance to save myself by being good, by doing all these religious things. Or they think of it in terms of the kind of salvation Jesus gives is something totally future, and you'll only find out if you're saved after this last judgment that they believe will happen. And so it's totally future and totally uncertain, and you really don't know what'll happen, but you hope for the best. But that's not what John 3:16 says. And we always come back to John 3:16, and we think that really just summarizes it. Jesus gives you everlasting life at the moment of faith. The believer has it. They have it at that moment.
And they will never perish.
Will never perish.
Now, I could mention one other thing, Sean, as we're closing here. There are a lot of other false views of faith. For example, in our postmodern world, there are many postmodern churches that for them, salvation is present, not future. And what it is, it's deliverance from your psychological hang-ups.
Mm.
And so what people are looking for is to be happy. And that's what salvation is. There are lots of people who think that salvation is having a good marriage or salvation is having health and wealth.
Mm.
People preach a prosperity gospel. Mm. None of that is guaranteed if you believe in Jesus. Mm. What is guaranteed if you believe in Jesus is that you have everlasting life.
Yes.
And the salvation Jesus gives is now and forever. It starts now. I have everlasting life now, but it continues forever.
Well, that's our first episode for Frequently Asked Questions. And keep on listening to the rest of the series. We'll see you next time.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Would you like to explore more of the topics that we talk about on this show and don't know where to do it? Well, I'm going to tell you where. It's at faithalone.org. That's our website, faithalone.org. On the site, we have all kinds of free resources that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. For example, we have this beautifully laid out full-color magazine that you can get a free subscription. Just go to faithalone.org and sign up on the site. Would you like to become a financial partner with this show? Well, if so, you can find out how to do that on faithalone.org. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. By the way, we love to hear from our listeners. Maybe you've got a comment, feedback, or even a question. If you do, I'll give you our email address so that you can reach out to us. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's program, we're going to continue Frequently Asked Questions and ask, can I lose my salvation? So tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.